Okay, so I'm at Wivenhoe Bookshop, down towards the front, and the evening is coming just a bit towards a close. All the formal presentations are over and done with, and now's a good time. It's time to socialise. And the event, of course, it is the prize giving for Poetry Wivenhoe's 2011 Wivenhoe Poetry Prize.
Brian.
So I very kindly got some time with Peter Kennedy, who has a very, very close involvement with Poetry Wivenhoe. So Peter, first of all, maybe, should we explain a bit more about the group, the kind of history and all the activities which you get up to?
Yeah, well, thanks, Jason. Poetry Wivenhoe started in 2008. In more or less the seeds were sown in this very bookshop, because I had had my thoughts about getting some sort of poetry event going in Wivenhoe. And I have to say right away that we already knew that Wivenhoe was a haven for poetry, and specifically having the Wivenhoe poet Martin Newell, who has made a huge name for himself and is a man whom I've always admired. And we felt, though, that we might strike a different note, so to speak, or plough a different furrow. And I had already told Ginny, the proprietor of the Wivenhoe Bookshop, that I had in mind to get some like-minded people together to talk about the possibility of a poetry group. And she said, I think we had a book launch one evening, and here I was at the book launch, and Ginny said to me, well, why don't you meet Archie Duncan and Chris Tanner, who are both here tonight and have also had ideas along that line. So the three of us got together, and I said, well, let's talk about it. Let's have a meeting. A few days later, we got together over coffee one morning, and that was the inception of Poetry Wivenhoe.
So it didn't seem really that much of a tough organisational process to go through, because the talent was here, the enthusiasm was here. It was just maybe a sense of having it all collated and bringing it together.
Absolutely, yes, we wanted to organise. I was thinking in terms of a group where people could unburden themselves of their own poetry. Now, that could be pretty amateurish. It might work, it might not work. But Chris's idea, which I think actually was much more realistic, was that we should have an event on a monthly basis, as it has proved, at which we could invite established poets, people who already had a name and who had publications, who had appeared in the poetry magazines, and who would be invited on the basis of being paid a fee, modest fee plus expenses, and that is how we work. And every month, on the fourth Thursday of the month, we have met in various venues. At present, it's at the Greyhound, and we have an invited reader who comes from near or far. I think the furthest we've had somebody come was from Cumbria. The travelling expenses were a bit steep that day, but since when we've put a cap on the travelling expenses of £50 or near offer. And our pattern has been to have a guest reader backed up by someone locally.
Yeah, and that's a formula, Peter, it seems, which works really well. And so you have someone who seems quite recognised in poetry circles, and it does seem quite a supportive process. And so it's quite a learning process, maybe from like both sides, but heavily supportive and heavily promoting local Wivenhoe poetry.
Yes, the learning has been on the side of the guest poets to find out what Wivenhoe is and what we can offer, and how, you know, enthralling and vibrant a community there is. They're always pleasantly surprised. They come and they get good hospitality and good audiences who are informed and who applaud the work that they hear. And the learning process also happens in the other direction, that poets, amateur poets, budding poets in Wivenhoe have their chance to strut on the stage of poetry and get then perhaps go on to bigger things. We also have an open mic opportunity as well, so that for a brief period on each of these events, we have half a dozen people from the floor who put their names in a hat, and we pick them out, and they read their work. And that's quite risky, because we don't vet them in advance, we don't know what they're going to be like, we don't know what the poems are going to be like, the content, or the performance, but almost always we are very happy with the result. We have very few duds, which, of course, is a tribute to the quality of the work that is coming from local people in Wivenhoe.
And what seems to be encouraging is the way the group really has just grown and evolved, which is witness as to why we're all here in a bookshop this evening. So as well as just these, I say sort of just, but as well as these monthly meetings and performances, the Poetry Wivenhoe Prize is now becoming quite established. So when was that first set up, and what has been the kind of growth process for the prize?
Well, the first one was in 2008. Joan Taylor, Pam Job were the initiators of this prize, with the huge support of Ginny Waters of the Wivenhoe Bookshop, who was going to, I think she had about then set up her own imprint as Wiven Books, and therefore said that she was going to produce a collection of poems that were entered in the Wivenhoe Prize. That was 2008. The collection was enormously successful, and we've done it again in 2011. The 2008 prize was really restricted to entries from Wivenhoe and its environs, perhaps, you know, 12-mile radius. And a restriction, of course, that members of the Wivenhoe, of Poetry Wivenhoe team, weren't eligible to put their poems in. Which I think is reasonable. But when the anthology came out, we included a couple of poems from each member of Poetry Wivenhoe to add into the anthology. And we will do the same with the 2011 anthology.
How many entries was it for 2011? Because it seems to have been now quite a major recognised poetry competition, not just here in Essex, but stretching out.
Well, Laurie Boussis may know the answer to that, because Laurie has been at the forefront of collecting the posted and the emailed entries, and of course the money, the entry forms, the entry fees, which have gone towards paying for the prize.
Laurie, come and join us, please do. Join the conversation. So how many entries has there been for the 2011 competition, roughly?
I can't really remember. It's about 114 individuals, but over 300 poems.
And that's really quite a lot of work and literature to go through and to try and judge and to try and assess. How is that actual process managed for finding a winner?
People send the entries to the bookshop, and because to ensure that it's a blind judging, somebody else has to get to them first before they hand it to the judges. So I enter everybody's name and address and phone number and email. And then separate the poems. We have copies for each judge. And then when it's all entered, pass them on to the judges.
Yeah, so there are three of us, three judges, Petra McQueen, Pam Job, and myself. We each received a great bundle of poems, which Laurie had produced for us. Each of the poems was anonymous. We had no idea who had written them.
Right, I kept the entry forms and the sheets with the poems, just have the poems on them, no names.
Yeah. So individually we went through the poems and we decided that we would produce a short list of perhaps 30 each, and then we would meet together and look at these 30. Now, of course, the 30 was very different from one judge to another, but then we could meld the ones which were common to all three, and they became the favourites, the top runners. And the ones that maybe had been picked by two out of the three judges were in the running, not necessarily for the top prize, but for the anthology. When we look at the written poem for the prize, we're not looking at just a good poem. We're looking for a poem that could be a winner. And that means that the winnowing process in the first place is relatively simple. You pick out the ones which are really good, and that's perhaps the froth, the top 20% possibly. Then it becomes more difficult to get it down to the final, in this particular instance, the final eight. And that was the prerogative of our adjudicator and judge, André Mangiot, who was given from us a shortlist of 22 that we felt could all be winners. And he, André, who lives in Cambridge and who's an established poet and a great friend of Wivenhoe and of poetry Wivenhoe, picked the final eight and ranked them in order, and those were the winners, and they were the ones whose poems we've heard tonight here at the Wivenhoe Bookshop at the awards event.
And finishing at the very, very top of this entire process, it's not really a beauty contest, because I think each of the pieces of work which have been read out tonight have got their own merits about them, but in André's assessment, the top poet, or the top poem for the 2011 prize, it was, please.
Yes,
that was Digitalis by Martin Malone, who lives in Cumbria, and who is, I think, going to be a coming poet. He's got his first collection out this year, and I hope that we will be seeing Martin in Wivenhoe. I know Cumbria is a long way away, but we will offer him hospitality and a big drink. And I think he'd appreciate that.
Yes. So the next stage, so we've had the prize giving this evening, and there will be an anthology to be published, hopefully later on in the year.
Yes. Ginny Waters will be putting it into her impress, Wiven Books. Joan Taylor is going to be the person in charge of the anthology, so that Petra and Pam and myself have given her a list of, I think, 80. Poems for the anthology itself. And Catherine Dodds will be designing it. Catherine, by the way, is the other half of Jardine Press, which is run by Catherine Dodds and Jamie Dodds, and we're hoping that Jamie, who is a famous local artist, will be providing an illustration for the front cover of the anthology.
And that will then be the sort of final step in the 2011 prize.
Yes, then we wrap it up. Yes,
but for Wivenhoe, it's onwards always.
And oh, so yes, onwards and upwards.
Yes, have you got any more evenings coming up that you'd like to give a brief plug or promote?
Well, you can always keep an eye on Jason's Wivenhoe forum for what's coming up, or on the Poetry Wivenhoe website, which is www.poetrywivenhoe.org, which will give you all the future events. Our next event is on the 28th of July, and that will be Ruth O'Callaghan, again an established poet, who will be coming from London for the evening to read her work, and the other half of that session will be readings from the entries for the Wivenhoe Poetry Prize 2011, readings by Wivenhoe entrants who may not have reached the final eight, but who will be distinguished by being included in the anthology and by being invited to read their work at Poetry Wivenhoe, which, as I said earlier on, is at the Greyhound in the High Street on the fourth Thursday of every month.
Okay, well, Peter, so poetry is alive and well in Wivenhoe. Thank you for explaining a lot more about the whole prize and how it's been so successful. And, long may poetry continue to boom in Wivenhoe.
Thank you, Jason. I would like to say that poetry is not only alive and well, but it is alive and kicking. And if you hear Hazel Humphreys read her winning poem, the beat goes on and on and on, in her inimitable Scouse way, you will realise that kicking it is. Kicking, rocking and smoking.
And that's the Wivenhoe style. Thank you for your time, Peter.
Thank you, Jason.